chats with Harley out there. We were noticing anything you can tell us. Is he going to play this week?
I was just talking about life in general, really, checking in. And I would have spoken to probably 10 or 12 players out there today. So, yeah, nothing special for Harley.
How's he going?
Yeah, he played a Peel. Going steady, building up. So we'll assess it. He'll be in the mix, but I can't give any guarantees.
David Mundy, not out there today.
Study commitments. He'll come in and run. So we've got a strong philosophy about they're off-field and building their life, because they're going to be 45 one day, and statistically they're all going to be fathers and grandfathers. And for our female cohort, the opposite, so statistically. So they need to build their life, and when there's a study commitment, we can work around it. We tend to do that. So there's strong congruency between valuing it and then assisting them to attend those university classes. So he'll come back in this afternoon and run.
He's similar way, Nat Fife and Sandy, with their whistles and taking a few drills.
Yeah, we like that. So if you want them to lead game day, you've got to create some space Monday to Friday for them to lead. So, yeah, that was... We've done that before. We probably haven't done it for a little while, but yeah, it was really vibrant sessions. Got the open training session, school holidays, obviously. It's NAIDOC week, so we've got a few activations there to, you know, talk through the experiences of the Aboriginal community. Colleen Haywood's coming to talk to our player group. Daniel Motlot's in with his food company with the Aboriginal food, and we get to experience that. So yeah, it's a big day, and that was a part of it, the leaders planning and taking training.
How many changes do you think you'll be making after Darwin?
Yeah, and I haven't got to that yet, really. We're still just finishing our review. The line reviews will be today. We'll have a match committee later where we'll assess, we'll get the waffle report, and we'll have a look at it. I think injury-wise, there's certainly one, Angus Brayshaw, but it was very tough conditions up there, very tough, very against a quality team. So, look, we're disappointed. But I'd say, you know, I don't know if you've got kids, but do you judge your son by their success or their failures or their effort? I tend to judge them by their effort, because it's going to be, you don't really want to define them by success and failure. But our effort overall was pretty strong. So we'll just look at it. We need to look at Port Adelaide. You know, I saw the hurt in the players' eyes afterwards. We had 9 players under 25. So there's always going to be some pain where we're at. That's just realistic. So there won't be wholesale changes. We need to get back on the horse and go again.
Ross, Port are a strong clearance team by the D's. What did you learn from the stoppages last week?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Our stoppage numbers can be deceptive. So outside of the centre square bounce where Max Gorn was dominant and they scored a bit, around the ground, we kicked 1-4. Sorry, 4-1 to their 1-3, if you take it centre bounces. So we improved a lot. So even though we weren't well against a dominant ruck in first possession, I thought our tackle and pressure around the ball was pretty strong. So we learned a bit from the week before.
Croden and Duman, are they the most likely ins, you think?
Yeah, well, as I said, I mean, likely. I mean, our availability is a bit limited. So I think on Channel 7 News with Adrian Barrich, I really spoke about the 5 that are available, pretty much. So they're in there. Scott Jones was in there. We got a reasonable injury list, as most teams have at this time of year. But again, their performance overall wasn't that strong either. So, you know, we'll have to look at the balance of the team. Clearly, there'll be one change, and Fife is not ready to come back yet, and neither is Aaron. So we'll have to look to within the group. But I certainly... need to get the match committee in canvas or the other. They have strong views, our coaches, so I need to respect that.
Would you look to give Michael Johnson and Daniel Pearce a farewell game if they're looking to exit at the end of the season?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious they're going to exit. We did it with Matthew Pavlich, and they've been incredibly good servants for the club. I think Michael Johnson, you could argue, is our greatest Aboriginal player. So that's something we'll get to. There's plenty of footy to be played yet. Like, it's a big body of work, isn't it? 7 games. It's a third of the season. So certainly can't be distracted by that. But you're right, as a caring football club, that should be on our agenda. But in a real sense, it might be difficult. But we'll get to it at the right time. I think we're a long way out from that. But he was our best player on the weekend, Michael.
So it's going to be my next question. Is he in the mix to come in on?
Well, if we play him and we lose, you blokes will slaughter us, so it's probably unlikely. Is that fair?
Well, if you limit the options, though, it becomes
does it? I'm not sure it does. It becomes a different one for me, but I'm not sure it comes a different one from that side of the fence.
How's Adam Scherer holding up physically?
Well, it's clearly challenging first-year players, and we saw that with Andy, that cumulative load. So what they're doing as first-year players in a really young team, I think it was the second youngest team on the weekend in the AFL, has been exceptional. So we just know they're going to be super players for us if they keep working hard and applying themselves. So there's all indication that that's what they're about, you know, and Gyro and Banfield. You mentioned Croden, you know, it'd be nice if he got a run. And Michael Apness, Max Gawn grabbed Apness and Sean Darcy and said, what you're doing at 20, I'm 28. It took me 5 years to sort myself out. So we're pretty excited if they can get some continuity and train.
You forecast a potential rest form. Do you see that again?
So I can't hear?
Sorry, you forecast a potential rest earlier in the season for those
guys. Yeah, we're going to have to manage them Monday to Friday more than game day. The more games we get in, the better off we'll be, even if they flatten out. But Andy Brayshaw, he was struggling in midfield a bit. Incredibly hot, humid conditions for a young player. So we put him the half back and he loved it and he competed fiercely. So we probably would have kept that going this week, to be truthful. So we've looked after chairs, forward, back, mid. He excelled in the mid. He'd probably get a bit more mid if we can manufacture it this week. Yeah, on track. Yeah, on track. So every day he gets a bit better. He won't be available this week. He's a slight chance for next week. We missed his leadership and his intensity.
Harley, is he telling you that he wants to play?
That's not the way it works. The coaches pick the team. I haven't seen a player pick himself. They pick themselves with their form. So he's still building. Yeah. So, as I said, we'll look at it this week. It's probably more unlikely than likely. Yeah, so we have wide-ranging conversations. They're not all about football.
Do you want Harley to be able to play midfield minutes for us when he does come in? Is that the goal that you'd work on?
Oh, towards? I'm not sure. Well, ideally, in an ideal world, but I can't remember. It was a few weeks ago. I said it's not about the 6 weeks. We want it to be 6 years. So, I'm taking a long term view. I'm not stuck on the 6 weeks. So, but look, he's accumulated 6 or 7 games now with a little bit of break in between, but they haven't been full waffle games because, you know, the sports scientist comes with their progressions, which I don't want to go into detail, but we're hamstrung by that. So it's conservative. He said he's feeling really good, moving really well. He's really focused. And you're talking about him because we know the potential. So, but again, I'd like the potential to be delivered over 6 years and not 6 weeks. So I think in the back of your mind, we're happy for the noise around Harley and we're happy that we're talking about his football, you know, and his focus and he's looking good. So it is getting exciting. But in saying that, there's no quick fix here. He's just got to work through. We're here to support him. He's there to train hard. And we need to pick him at the right time when he's fit and in form. And there's probably a little bit to go there. He's progressing well. He'll get his first on legs on Monday. We've really missed him. He's held himself together really well. Said you've had a rough run. He goes, mate, this isn't a rough run. What Alex Pearce went through is a rough run. So he keeps good perspective and he's a really good worker, you know.
And Griffin Lowe, how far away do you think he is?
Yeah, he's a fair way. Coming to my office yesterday, we sat down, Chris and I just checked in as we do, and he's probably flat a couple of weeks ago, but he sees the next 7 weeks as an opportunity to attack his rehab. He's on legs pretty much as we speak in the next session and he'll build. He's aiming to play, get back, but it's probably unlikely, but we'd love him to go away to the break fully fit, without any encumbrance, so he can enjoy his break and be on a normal program. That'd be a big win for him and us, so that's probably the aim, although he's trying to get back. So it's been a tough year. We would love to have banged 20 games into him, but unfortunately we haven't been able to do that, and that's just the way it rolls, you know.
So just to clarify that, unlikely to play even for Peel this year?
Yeah, he's unlikely to get back. He's trying, but it's unlikely. You know, it would be like around 22, yeah. Around 20. So it's But he's really matured. He trains incredibly hard in rehab. It's tough. It's a tough gig in there, you know. So he's got a great work ethic. He's really maturing. He's adapting. And it's just been a difficult year for him. But that happens, you know. That happens when you look around the league. So, but he's a big part of our future. We need and expect Griffin to come through and be a very good player for us. If you look at the weekend, you know, we'd like to think Fife will come back. Connor Blakely can really play, Tabernacle can really play, Bernal can play, and we think Griffin Lowe can play. And then you've got young Tom North, but he's tweaked a hammy, so he'll miss this week. So, yeah, we're just building. We're just going through what we're going through.
Is Cameron McCarthy someone you look at?
Yeah, we forgot about him. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. His work rate was really strong because he had sore groins. His run dropped off a little bit, but his groins are good. He worked really hard, and we just need to look at it. It's been difficult to take Mundy out of the front half, put Walters there, but probably a little bit shorter than we probably need to be. Need to free Sonny up a bit. So, yeah, we'll look at that. We'll look at Scott Jones. Look at Michael Johnson without being difficult, but it is a harder selection because I think we've had exceptional integrity to what we're doing. So we need to keep down that path. But you're right, at the right time, we need to consider, is it possible for those guys to be sent off in the right way? But it might be a lap of honour, I don't know. Michael might be, I've given everything I've got to give and I'm satisfied. But we'll talk to them and be a respectful conversation at the right time.